Masechet Baba Metzi'ah, Perek He, Mishnah Het. The next two Mishnayot will talk about a Se'ah for a Se'ah deal that people made, which is one person lends a second person a certain amount of produce. For example, a Se'ah is a measurement of produce, and he does it only under the condition that the person who borrowed it from him is going to give him the same amount of produce. In general, this type of loan would not be permitted, like we'll elaborate on in the next Mishnah. But the reason is because, let's say, he lends him this se'ah worth of an item at one price, and then when the payback period happens, the se'ah is worth much more. So when he pays him back that se'ah, he basically is paying him back an interest, because the value of the se'ah went up. So he wouldn't be able to give him the full se'ah, he'd have to give him less in order to avoid the interest. But it's generally prohibited because we don't want the person to give back the se'ah, which would be worth more. But here we'll start by talking about a situation where it is permitted. Mishnah says, Malve adam et arisin haitin behaitin lezera. A person is allowed to lend his own sharecroppers. A sharecropper is somebody who farms on somebody else's field, and he gives the landowner a piece of the action, a piece of the crop that he eventually grows. So he's allowed to lend his sharecropper wheat for wheat. He's allowed to give him a certain amount of wheat kernels. And later on, he should expect that the same amount are given to him, because the kernels that he's giving to the sharecropper are going to be used for planting. The kernels here are not viewed as a loan, but they're viewed as part of the agreement between the landowner and the sharecropper. The equity in the profits is split between them, like they had an agreement for, but the sharecropper is obligated to recut to compensate the landowner for all of the kernels that he gave him. Generally, it's the obligation of the sharecropper to plant those kernels. So here, we're saying he gave it to him, and it's not considered to be any interest. It's not considered to be a problem to trade one measurement for another measurement later, because it's part of their business agreement. Aval lo le'ochel, but he's not allowed to lend him wheat if the wheat's going to be used for eating, because that's considered to be a real loan, like a regular case of a se'ah for a se'ah. And if the price of the wheat goes up, and the sharecropper is obligated to give him back the exact measurement that he received, he would be giving him back more than he borrowed in value. Now the Mishnah is going to say why they thought the need to tell us this halakha. Shehayah Rabban Gamliel malvet ariser haitin behaitin lezera. Because Rabban Gamliel, was his custom that he would generally lend sharecroppers wheat for wheat, his sharecroppers, because they wanted a plant. Beyokid vehizlu, if he gave it to them at a high price, and then the wheat became much cheaper, or he gave them these wheat kernels at a low price, and then the wheat became more expensive. What he would do is, when he would take the wheat back from them, he would always take it at the cheaper price. He would always get the raw end of the deal, the worst end of the deal, because he wanted to be very careful that it didn't look like he was taking interest. So if he gave it to them and it was a very low price, and then it went up, he wouldn't take the higher amount that he was technically entitled to, because this is a sharecropper case. He could take it back, and it's part of the business agreement, and we're not nervous about interest. But he still, Rabban Gamliel would take the lower amount, not the higher amount. He didn't do this. Rabban Gamliel didn't take this because he thought it was the law, but not because he felt an obligation to. He did this only because he wanted to be strict with himself. Halakha is that when you're lending a sharecropper a se'ah for a se'ah that's going to be used for planting, you're allowed to take back the full se'ah regardless of the price. It's not a problem of interest. Rabban Gamliel, though, wanted to be strict on himself, and he didn't want to appear that he was taking any interest, so he always took the lower amount to avoid collecting interest.